Thanks for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
This is Betty Haversham. Can you pull my account up?
Yes, ma'am. I have your zip code.
30401.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
606 King Circle Drive, Swainsboro, Georgia, 30401.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
You are deducted $59 out of my account on the 20th.
$56.95.
Ma'am, I called and told them not to cancel that. This little old free trial item don't worth the $150 that y'all charge my account with.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. Due to an error, I can issue your refund back on your charge, the $56.95, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I can issue your refund.
Well, and I'm gonna get the bank to cancel my card either too. And why did they charge me $50-something three times? This is the third time. That item don't work.
Ma'am, they own it. It's only $56.95 one time. And that was done on February the 20th, which is today. Because it was billed in error.
Well, the last 2 months they charged me $57. So I didn't know what the charge was coming from on my statement. And when I called, that's where it was coming from. And I ain't seen no fine print saying that they'll continue to charge your account. And the government should know about this. You don't continue to charge nobody account. I don't care how you want to make money. That's not the way to make money, is taking it from people like that. There shouldn't even be a clause like that. We'll continue to draft your account. That item ain't worth with $5.99. But they won't get me no more like this, and I'm calling my bank and have my card canceled. You check back and see the other month where y'all charged me $56. Had to be December and January and this month. And they're going to give you a partial refund of one of the months. That's not no business. Thank you, ma'am.